I first became involved with the Iditarod since, I don't know, I was old enough to walk around and come check out the dogs in the yard. And then, kind of like I was saying before, we used to do a lot of guided hunts out in the Farewell Burn area, and the Iditarod would be coming through, or like the Iditarod ITI Invitational, the walkers, bikers, and skiers. You know, we'd be out there, just me and my family, and the dog team's coming through and staying with us at our little camp. And, you know, now I'm here. I've gone down the trail once, been to Shaktuluk and Unalakleet once, and I'm hoping to do that again, maybe next year. But it's just good to be here this year. Last year, it wasn't, you know, quite the same race. We weren't even supposed to be around any of the volunteers or comms or anything like that. So it was a bit strange. So it's good to see some normalcy and be here involved with it. I am here today and involved with the Iditarod because it's just good to come out and be with the community, you know, people that you live around, and, you know, all working together to, you know, make our town look good and help these racers coming through. And it's good seeing volunteers that I know from the past and meeting new ones. And, you know, it's a really quiet town for the most part, 90 people, and then the population like doubles when the race comes through, so it's a lot of fun. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was probably going to Unalakleet and working in Shaktuluk and just seeing other checkpoints and people and what they do during Iditarod. And yeah, Shaktuluk was a very interesting town for sure. I wouldn't mind getting back there one of these days, but definitely exploring different checkpoints. What I know for sure in life is proper preparation prevents piss poor performance. Thank you.